goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 989-427-8220, regarding Ruth Raymer, R-A-Y-M-E-R, date of birth 9/3/1931. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a consultation for Mrs. Raymer, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She has moved to Michigan this year after becoming a widow in January of this year. She was living in Georgia and Florida before that, but after her husband's death, she was forced to move to Michigan and now lives with her daughter. She has seen a nephrologist in Florida, and we have office notes from January 20th of 2020, and she was seen annually to every 6 months. The last note we have is from June 28th of 2021 for chronic kidney disease. The initial visit in January of 2020 revealed an elevated creatinine of 1.27 with a GFR of 26 and a potassium of 5.3. At that point, lisinopril was stopped and kidney function did improve. She has been feeling well. She denies any headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no history of kidney stones, no history of recurrent UTIs, no edema. She does suffer from restless leg syndrome. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, anemia, hypothyroidism, and restless leg syndrome. Surgical history, she had a hysterectomy in 1996. She's had bilateral hip replacements done. In 2012, she had her aortic valve replaced and a one-vessel coronary artery bypass graft. She's had no cardiac catheterization. She has no chest pain, has had no chest pain since then, but did require a cardiac catheterization following the surgery. And at that time, she received heparin and had a heparin-induced thrombocytopenia reaction. And so heparin has not been used since that occurred. She's also had a carotid artery stent placement in the right carotid artery. And she's had lumbar spine surgery, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, and left ankle open reduction internal fixation with a plate in the left ankle for a fracture many years ago. Social history, the patient is a widow since January of 2022. She never smoked cigarettes. She occasionally consumes alcohol, very small amounts. She does not use illicit drugs. And she does live with her daughter. Family history is significant for a brain tumor. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to codeine and to heparin. Medications, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram twice a day. Aspirin is 81 milligram daily. Synthroid, 50 milligram daily. Prilosec, 20 milligram daily. Gabapentin is 100 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol is 50 milligram daily. Ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram twice a day. Vitamin D, 350,000 units, 1 weekly. And she does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination. Her height is 65 inches, weight 167 pounds. Pulse is 76. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/84. Neck is supple, no JVD. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema. Fetal pulses are 2 to 3+ bilaterally. Feet are cold. A capillary refill is 2 to 3 seconds bilaterally. She does have full sensation to touch in feet and toes and ankles and lower extremities. And diagnostic studies, most recent labs were done August 23rd of 2022. Creatinine is 1.5. Estimated GFR is 33. On June 14th, creatinine was 1.5 also, so it is stable. Albumin 4.0, calcium is 9.2, sodium 133, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 20, phosphorus is 3.9, hemoglobin 11.4, white count is normal, platelets 140,000. And 6/14 of 22, hemoglobin was 10.8, normal white count, platelets were 137,000, sodium 136. We have a kidney ultrasound and bladder ultrasound that was done 7/19 of 22. That showed a small right kidney, 9.3 centimeters, no hydronephrosis, no masses, no cysts. Left kidney, normal size, 10.5, no hydronephrosis, masses, or cysts. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, which appears to be stable over the last 2.5 years. Hypertension, currently at goal on her hydrochlorothiazide. Mild hyponatremia, most likely secondary to hydrochlorothiazide use. And small right kidney. We've asked the patient to have labs every 3 months for us to continue to follow her low-salt diet, and to avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.